First, she let her hair fall, and down it flushed to her feet, its Teviot's winding coils. Then, mother naked, she shampooed herself with gala water and fragrant pistania mud, whupper and lour from crown to sole. Next, she greased the groove of her keel, warts and wares and mole and ditcher, with anti-fouling butterscotch and turpentine and serpentine, and with leaf mould she ushered round prunella isles and Eslet's dun, quinne cunt all over her little Mary. Pale gold of waxwork, her jelly belly, and her grains of incense and anguille bronze. After that, she wore a garland for her hair. She pleated it, she plaited it, of meadow grass and river flags, the bulrush and waterweed, and the fallen griefs of weeping willow. Then she made her bracelets and her anklets and her armlets and a jetty amulet for necklace of clicking cobbles and pattering pebbles and rumble-down rubble, Richmond and rare of Irish runor, rhinor stones and shell marble bangles. That done, a dock of smut in her air to her airy eye, Anushka Lutyavich Puflotha, and the lollipop's cream to her lipolines, and the pick of the paint box for her pomets from strawberry reds to extra violets, and she sent her to a boudoir maid's to his affluence, Chilegia Grande and Kirshy Reel, the two Chersians, with respects from his Mississippian Surrey, and a request might she pass of him for a minikin. A call to pay in a lighter taper in Brianna Rosa, back in his prisoning. The cock striking the mine, the stalls brightly signed, there's Ambassy waiting for me. She said she wouldn't be half her length away. Then, as soon as the lump his back was turned, with her mealy bag slang over her shoulder, Anne Olivia Oysterface, forth of her basin came. Describe her, hustle along, why can't you? Spits on the iron while it's hot. I wouldn't miss her for earthing on earth, not for the look of Lumbra Strait. Oceans of God, I muscle hear that. I'll go away, presto, Leicester, before Julius Caesar. Is she carry and wash, Miss Cad, the carriage she carried to me? Whole lady fair, duo Dechamaroon, Bonaventura, Malagasy. What had she on, the little ood oddity? How much did she scallop, harness and weights? Here she is, Amnesty Anne. Call her calamity electrifies man. No electors at all, but mop a necessity, engine mother of engines. I'll tell you a test, but you must sit still. Will you hold your peace and listen well to what I'm going to say now? It might have been 10 or 20 to 1 on the night of All Clothes or the next of April, when the flip of a huggly igloo flappered, and out to pit a bushman woman, the dearest little mamma ever you saw, nodding around her all smiles with M's of embarrass and R's to R, between two ages a Judy Queen, not up to your elb. Quick, look at her cute and says her quirk, for the bicker she lives, the slicker she grows. Save us and take us no more. Where on earth did you ever pick a lambe chop as big as battering ram? Ah, you're right, I'm apt to forgetting, like Livium Little did love me long, the lint of me how, I say. She wore a ploughboy's nail-studded clogs, a pair of ploughfields in themselves, a sugar-loaf hat with a gaudy quivery peak and a band of gauze for an ornament, and 100 steamers dancing off it, and gilded pin to pierce it. Only glassy bicycles boggled her eyes, and a fishnets availed for the sun not to spoil the wrinklings of her hider specs. Portatrings buckled the loose lobes of her loud snarers. Her new tuba stockings were salmon to pot speckled. She sported a galligo shimmy of haze vapor tinto that never was fastened ran in the washing. Stout stays, the rivals, lined her length. Her blood orange buckernickers, a 2-in-1 garment, showed natural nigger boggers, fancy fastened, free to undo. Her black striped tan joseph was sequined soon and teddy bear lined with wavy rush green epaulettes and a lean down here and there of royal swan's ruff. A brace of gas was struck in her hay-roop garters. Her chivy corduroy coat with alphabet buttons were bounded around with a tober tunnel belt, a fourpenny bit in each pocket side, weighed her safe from the blow-away windrush. She had a clothes peg tight astride on her jockey's nose, and she kept on grinding a something quaint in her fumy mouth. And the reek of the flue of the tail of the gowan of her snuff-drab shoulder skirt trailed 50-odd Irish miles behind her longer hoods. Hell's bells, I'm sorry I missed it. Sweet gumption, and nobody fainted. But in whelk of her mouths was her nays all light. Everyone that saw her said the dowse little Delia looked a bit queer. Lotsy trotsy, mind the puddle, missus, be good and don't fall in the say. Fenny, poor heck, she must have charred. Kickums a frumpier ever you saw, making Mush Mullet's eyes and her boys doubling. And they crowned her their chariot and queen, all the maids of the May. You don't say. Well, for her she couldn't see herself. I reckon it's whereof the darling married her mirror. She did. Mercy me. That was a chorus of drought-dopping surface men, boom-slanging and plug-chewing, fruit-eyeing and flower-feeding in contemplation of the fluctuation and the undification of our filamentation, lolling and leasing on North Laser's wall, all elfer weak by the yucker's yark, as soon as they saw her meander by that maritime way in her grass winter weeds and tweet who was under her archdeaconess bonnet, Avondale's fish and Clarence poison, sedges on to an ever, wit upon crutches to Master Bates. Between our two south states and the granite they're warming, on our face has been lifted, our alp has doped. But what was the game in her mixed bag here, actually? Just the tembun or tumbo, or a pilly-pilly from her pepper pot? Sass and tass and spitches beezes. And where in thunder did she plunder? For the battle or after the ball? I want to get it frisk from the source. I abet my burps it's worthwhile poaching on. Shake it up, do, do. There's a good old son of a ditch. I promise I'll make it worth your while, and I don't mean maybe. Nor yet with a good fur. Spray me prut and I'll tell you true. Well, I runned gerund in a Waveney line, a ringa rumour. She pattered and swung and sidled, dribbling her boulder through narrower mosses, the delisk drear on our drear side and the vildvetch vine of Guinness, curry here, carrero there, not knowing which meadow or whether to strike it, as a rider making chattachoochee all to her a-chee-choo, like Santa Claus of the Cree of the Pale and Punny, nistling to hear from their tiny hearties, her arms encircling Isabella, then running with reconciled Romans and Rames, on like a lech to be off like a dart, then bathing dirty hands spatters with spittle, with a Christmas box apiece for each and every one of her children, the birthday gifts they dreamt they gave her, the spoils she fleetly laid at our door, on the mat by the porch and in under the cellar, the rivulets ran a flood to see the glass boys, the polynuties, out of the pawn shop onto the pyre, and they all about her juvenile leads and ingenuinias, from the slime of their slums and artisan dwellings, rickets and riots, like the smiley boys at the Vicerain's levee, Vivi Vian, little ancient, Vielo Anna, high life, singers Azula, oh Susuria, oh Sons of Dulces, hasn't she timbre, chipping here and raising a bit of a chair, or a jarry every dibe she'd never in her culdy sack of wabbish, she rabbed and wretched out of her mond immersion inside, purse souvenirs per recorder, and all for sore Aringarung, stinkers and healers, laggards and prime lads, her firstborn sons, and dribbledairy daughters, 1,001 of them, and wicker pot luck for each of them, for evil and ever, and kicks the buck, a tinker's ban and a barrel to boil her billy for Gypsy Lee, a cartridge of cockerly soup for Chimney the Guardsman, for Sulky Pender's acid nephew, deltoid drops, curiously strong, a cough and a rattle and wild rose cheeks for poor Piccolina Petri MacFarlane, a jigsaw puzzle of needles and pins and blankets and chins between them for Isabel, Jezebel and Hoella in marriage, a brazen nose and pigeon mittens for Johnny Walker Begg, a paper flag of the Saints and Stripes for Kevin Eno D, a puff puff for Pudge Craig, and a night marching hare for Tetram Tom Big Bye, water leg and gumboots each for Bully Hayes and Hurricane Hartgern, a prodigal heart and fatty calves for Buck Jones, the pride of Clonliffe, a loaf of bread and a father's early aim for Val from Skibbereen, a jaunting car for Larry Dolan, the Ballyclee Jackeen, a seasick trip and a government ship for Tago Flanagan, a louse and trap for Jerry Coyle, slush mince pies for Andy McKenzie, a hair clip and clack dish for Pencilless Peter, that 12 sounds looks for G.V. Brooke, a drowned doll to face downwards for modest sister Anne Mortimer, altar falls for Blanche's bed, wild air's breeches for Magpeg Woppington, to Sue Dot a big eye, to Sam Dash false step, snakes and clover, Picton Scotch, and a Vatican Viper's catcher's visa for Patsy Presby's, a rise every morning for Standfast Dick, and a drop every minute for Stumblestone Davy, scrub oak beads for Beatified Biddy, two appleweed stools for Eva Mobley, for Sarah Philpotted Jordan Vale Tyrone, a pretty box of Petty Fibs powder for Eileen Aruna, to whiten her teeth and outflash Helen Harone, a whipping top for Eddie Lawless, for Kitty Colrain of Butterman's Lane, a penny wise for a poolish pitcher, a putty shovel for Terry the Puckin, and a Potomac's Mass for Promoter Don, an Easter egg with a twice dated shell, and a dynamite ride for Pavel the Curate, a cholera morbus for Man in the Cloak, a star in Girton for Dapper and Dean, for Willow Wisp and Barney the Bark, two mangles noble to sweeten their bitters, for Oliver bound away in his fray, for Sumas though little a crown he feels big, a Tibertine's pie with a Congo's Woods cross on the back for Sonny Twim Jim, a praises be in spermy days for Brian de Bravo, plenty plenty of pity, with lube lashings of lust for Luna Lena Magdalena, for Camilla Dramilla Ludmilla Mamilla, a bucket, a packet, a book and a pillar, for Nancy Shannon a Tromey brooch, for Dora Ripari hope and water, a cooling douche and a warming pan, a pair of Blarney brags for Wally Marr, a hairpin slate pencil for Elsie Oram to scratch her Toby, doing her best with her vulgar fractions, an old age pension for Betty Belletza, a bag of the blues of funny fits, Missa Promessa for Taff to Taff, Jill the spoon of a girl for Jack the broth of a boy, a Rogerson's Crusoe's Friday fast for Caduca's Angler's Ruby Kunstein, 366 pop in time for Reverie wrapping the Reaver's roof for Victor Huguenot, A Steve-steaded rake and good variance muck for Kate the Cleaner, hole in the ballot for Hostie, 2 dozens of cradles for JFXP, Coppinger, 10 pence of the pop for the Dolphins Barn with 5 spoiled squibs for Infanta, a letter to last a lifetime for Maggie, Beyond by the Ash Pit, the heftiest froze meat woman from Lusk to Living Bad for Phelan the Fairy, Spars and Sporans and Spur, Symposium syrup for Decayed and Blind and Gouty Goff, a change of knaves and joys of ills for Amoricus Tristram Amour St. Lawrence, a guillotine shirt for Roybin Redbreast, and Hempen Suspendants for Brennan on the Moor, and Okankini for Conditor Sawyer, and Musco Troboids for Great Tropical Scott, a C3 Pentacle for Carmelite Kane, a Sunless Map of the Month, including the Sword and Stamps for Seamus O'Shaughnessy the Post, a Jackal with Hide for Brown but Nolan, a Stone Cold Shoulder for Dom Joe Vance, All Lock and No Stable for Honor Bright Merry Tricks, a Big Drum for Billy Dunboyne, a Guilty Golden Bellows, Below Me, for Ida Ida, and a Hush by Rocker, Ella Trout for Who is Sylvia? Where is she? Whatever you like, to Swilly to Swash, Yinnis or Yennessy, Lagan or Niger, for Festus King and Roaring Peter and Frisky Shorty and Treacle Tom and Obi Bain and Sully the Thug and Master McGraw and Peter Clorin and Odelowa Rossa and Nero and MacPassam and whatever you chance to meet knocking round, and a pig's bladder balloon for Selena Susquena Stakelum. But what did she give to Prue Ward and Catty Cannell and Peggy Quilty and Beery Brosna and Teasy Kern and Anna Lappin and Muriel Massey and Susan Kamik and Melissa Bradog and Flora Flens and Fawn and Fox Goodman and Greta Garney and Penelope Inglesanti and Lepsa Licking Like Lethal Leon and Roxona Rowan with Sympatica Sowen and Una Bizalatetsa and Trina Lemenz and Philomena Farrell and Irmac Ellie and Josephine Fyle and Snake's Head Lily and Fertinloy Laura and Mary Xavier Agnes Daisy Francis de Salis McClay. She gave them Ickle Madre's daughter a moonflower and a blood vein, but the grapes that ripe before reason to them that divide the vine dress. So on Izzy, her shame made love shone befond her tears, as from Shen her pen might life past befoul his prime. My colonial, what a bagful, a baccarine's does bind with tied tillies to bird, that's what you may call a tale of a tub, and her baronian market, all that and more under one crinoline envelope if you dare to break the pork barrel seal. No wonder they run from a prison plague. Throw us your hub and soap for the honour of claim, though we taste the water left, I'll raft it back first thing in the marn, merced Mulder, and don't forget the records I loaned you. You're all the swirls your side in the current. Well, am I to blame for that if I have? Who said you're to blame for that if you have? You're a bit on the sharp side, I'm on the wide. Only snuffers coroners drift my way. That the cracker divine chucks out of his cassock with his yesteryear's mash narcissus to make him recant his vanity fair. Foul strips of his Chinook's Bible had to be read, and Dodwell disgusted. But chickle with chuckles of the titles drawn the title page. Signor Giadito, frat jazzy omo, e omo fufo, ho ho. Signor Giadito, fat jazzy hidamo, hidamo sa ja facesa, and Di Vindemir Dictor and Lefano Sheridan Old House by the Coachyard and Milo on Woman with Ditto on the Floss. Yeah, a swamp for Alt Mueller and a stone for his Flossies. I know how racy they move his wheel. My hands are blow cold between Isker and Sudder like that piece of pattern chainy there lying below. Oh, where is it? Lying beside the sledge, I saw it. Hung ho, my sorrow, I've lost it. With that turbary water, who could see? So near and yet so far. But oh, go on, I love it a gabber. I could listen to more and more ever again. Ren on the river, flies do your float, thick is the life for mere. Well, you know what, don't you, Kenneth? Haven't I told you? Every telling has a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. Look, look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty are taking root, and my cold chair's gone ashly. Filur, filoo, what age is it at? It soon is late. 'Tis endless now, sin I or I one last saw Waterhouse's clock. They took it asunder, I heard them sigh. Well, will they reassemble it? Oh, my back, my back, my back. I want to go to Aixley Pains. Ping pong, there's the bell for his excellence, and Concepta to send us pray, pang. Ring out the clothes, ring in the dew, God of Ari, vert the showers, and grant thy a grace, amen. Will we spread them here now? Ah, we will. Flip, spread on your bank, and I'll spread mine on mine. Flip, it's what I'm doing. Spread, it's churning chill. Derwent is rising. I lay a few stones on the hostel sheets, a man and his bride embraced between them, else I'd have sprinkled and folded them only, and I'll tie my butcher's apron here. It's sweaty, yes. The strollers will pass it by. 6 shifts, 10 kerchiefs, 9 to hold to the fire, and this for the cold, the convent napkins, 12, 1 baby's shawl. Good Mother Joseph knows, she said. Whose head? Mother Snowers, Didacticus. Where now are all her childer, say? In kingdom gone, or power to come, or glory be to them, Father. Alleluvial, alleluvial, some here, more, no more, more again, lost, all a stranger. I've heard tell that same brooch of the Shannons were married into a family in Spain, and all the dunders the duns in Markland's vinelands beyond Brendan's herring's pool takes number 9 in Yangtze's hacks. And one of the biddy beads went bobbing till she rounded up lost hysterva with a marigold and a cobbler's candle in a side strain of a main drain of a man's a hurries off bachelor's walk. But that's all left to the last of the Mars and the loop of the years prefixed and between is one knee buckle and 2 hooks in the front. Do you tell me that now? I do in trot. Aurora per orbe and poor las animas. Ursula, we're umbasol, messa. Didn't you hear it? A deluge of times, offer and offer, respond to spond. You deed, you deed. I need, I need. It's that era wadding I've struck in me arse. It's all but hushed, the lets it swound. Orinoco, what's your trouble? Is that the great Finn Leiter himself in his jock kimono and his statue riding the high horse there for in guest, father of otters? It is himself. Yon there, is it that? On Fellerin Common, you're thinking of Astley's amphitheatre, where the bobby restrained you making sugar-stuck pouts to the ghost-white horse of the peppers. Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. As well I know your sort of slop, flap. Ireland sober as Ireland stiff. Lord help you. Maria full of grease, the load is with me. Your prayers, I sound so. Madam Gert, were you lifting your elbow, tell us, glaze your cheeks in Conway's Carrigacoura canteen? Was I what, hobbledy hip flat? Your rear gates creak, her hymen bits, your butts disagrees. Am I up since the damp dawn, martyred Mary Alacook, with Corrigan's pulse and varicose veins, my promaxil smashed, Alice Jane in the decline, and my one-eyed mongrel twice run over, soaking and bleaching boiler rags, and sweating cold, a widow like me, for to deck my tennis champion son, the laundryman, with the lavandier flannels. You won your limp-poop limp from the husky hussars when Collars and Cuffs was heir to the town, and your slur gave the sting to Garlow. Holy Scamander, I sir it again. Near the Golden Falls, Icasanus, saints of light, Zezer, subdue your noise, you humble creature. Was it but a blackberry groat on the dwyer grey ass them of our old codger's owns? Or are you mean him Tarpeian Lyons and Gregory? I mean out thank all the four of them and the roar of them that draves that stray in the mist and old Johnny MacDougall along with them. Is that the poolbeg flasher beyond Parfer or a fireboat coasting near the Kishna or a glow I behold within a hedge of my Gary come back from the Indies? Wait till the honeying of the loon, love. Did Eve, little Eve, die? Will ye see that wonder in your eye? We'll mart again, we'll part once more. The spot I'll seek if the hour you'll find. My chart shines high where the blue milk's upset. Forgive me quick. I'm going, bye-bye. And you, pluck your watch. Forget me not, your even load. So save to journey's end. My sights are swimming thick around me by the shadows to this place. I so home slowly now, by my own way, my valley way, toy I too, wrath mine. Ah, but she was the queer old Sokosha anyhow, Anna Livia, trinky toes. And so he was the queer old buns too, dear dirty dumpling, foster fatter of Fingles and Dothergills. Gammer and Gaffer were all their gangsters. Hadn't he 7 wives to wife him, and every dam had her 7 crutches, and every crutch had its 7 hues, and each hue had a differing cry, suds for me and supper for you, and the doctor's bill for Joe John. For, before, he married his markets cheap by foul, I know, like any Etrurian Catholic heathen, in their pinky, lemony, creamy burnies, and their Turkish Indian mauves. But at Mickety Mass, who was the spouse? Then all that was fair. 'Tis elven land, teams of time and happy returns, the same anew, Ordovico o Viricordo, Anna was, Livia is, pluribels to be. Northmen thing made southmost place, but how multiplurators made each one in person. Latin me that, my Trinity scholar, out of your Sanskrit into our Aryan. Hercus Kivas Eblinensis, ye bucko paps and them soft ones for orphans. Ho, Lord, twins of his bosom, Lord, save us. And ho, hey, what all men hurt his hithering daughters of. Hark, can't hear with the waters of, the chittering waters of, flittering bats, field mice, bark talk, ho, are you not gone home? What, Tom alone, can't hear with the bark of bats, all them lifting waters of, ho, talk, save us, my fuss won't moose, I feel as old as yonder elm, a tale told of Sean or Shem. All Livia's daughter's sons, dark hawks hear us. Nice, nice, my whole head holds. I feel as heavy as yonder stone. Tell me of John or Sean. Who were Shem and Sean, the living sons or daughters of? Night now, tell me, Elm. Night, night, tell me tale of stem or stone beside the rivering waters of, hithering, dithering waters of, night. Every evening at lighting up Utlock Sharp and until further notice in Phoenix Playhouse, bar and conveniences always open, Diddleum Club downstairs, entrancings, gads, a scrab, the quality 1 large shilling, newly billed for each weekday performance, some doors massiness, by arrangement, child dream hours, expurcated, jam pots, rinse porters, taken and token, with nightly redistribution of parts and players by the puppetry producer, and daily dubbing of ghosters with the benediction of the Holy Genesis Archimenes, and under the distinguished patronage of their elderships, the Oldens, from the 4 coroners of Findrius, Murrius, Gorius, and Phallius, Messoirs the Corrups, Clive Solis, Glorious Kettle, Pobido Lancy, and Pierre de Sorte, while the Caesar-in-Chief looks on. Senate, as played to the Adelphi by the brothers Bratislavov, Hyrkin and Hartobulus, after Humpty Dumpty in revivals, before all the king's horses with all the queen's mum, and world loosed over 7 seas, crowd blast, in Celtel Neuter Slavin's Latin Sanskrit, in 4 tabloids, while Fern make Aldous until Fern make Cold, the mime of Mick, Nick and the Maggies, adopted from the Ballymooney, blood-ridden Merthyr by Blutchen, Black Dylan, Authorway's Big Story, featuring Glug, Mr. Seamus MacQuillett, hear the riddles between the robot and his dress circular, and the gagster in the rogues gallery, the bold, bad, bleak boy of the storybooks, who, when the tabs go up, as we discover, because he knew too much, has been divorced into disgrace court by the Flores. Girl Scouts from St. Bride's finishing establishment demand acidulated. A month's bunch of pretty maidens who, while they pick on her, their pet peeve, form with Valkyrian license the guard for Izzard. Miss Butty's pot, asked the attendantess for a leaflet, a bewitching blonde who dimples delightfully and is approached in loveliness only by her grateful sister reflection in a mirror, the cloud of the opal, who, having jilted Glug, is being fatally fascinated by Chuff, Mr. Sean O'Malley. See the chalk and sanguine pictograph on the safety drop. The fine frank fur-haired fellow of the fairy tales, who wrestles for top toll with the bold, bad, bleak boy Glug, geminally about caps or puds or togbogs, or boggats, or chutting radskins, generally, or something, until they adumbrate the passion of somebody else or other, after which they are both carried off the set and brought home to the well-soap, sponged and scrubbed again by Anne, Miss Corrie Corriendo, Grisham Squalor, brings the babes, Peter, Potter, and Turty. She mistributes Mandama's monies after perdonamento, 100 Olvin entries, Pulcinelles, and must miss our national rooster's rag, their poor little old mother-in-law, who is woman of the house, playing opposite to Hump. Mr. Make-all gone, read the sayings from the Laxdale saga in the programme about King Eurycius of Sweden, and the spirits whispers in his magical hamlet, kept a pipe with watch and topper, coat crest and supporters, the cause of all our grievances, the whirl, the flash and the trouble, who, having partially recovered from a recent impeachment, due to egg everlasting, but thoroughly pro-converted, propounded for psychological, is studying sail once more, gyp sheets and royals, in the semblance of the substance for the membranes of the umbrance, while the remnants of the emblance reviling a quemdam supercargo of the rockery Poppenhaven, engaged in entertaining in his pilgrimous custom house, at Charlahome upon Esker, the statutory persons, the customers. Components of the after-house courses at St. Patricia's Academy for Grown-Up Gentlemen. Consult the annuary, Cole Porter's subsection. A bundle of dozen of representative locomotive civics, each in quest of outings, who are still more sloppily served after every cup final by Saunderson, Mr. Knut Olsvinger, Tiff's Days Off, Wooden Stop and Bad, Imitation of Flatfish, Torchbearing Super Rap, Dud Half Sovereign, Nochi Daily, Roly Policies, Glen of the Downs, The Gunger, His Grace Works, His Ears Quirk, His Locky Strocky, Sharon Shiner, and Spoil Curate, unconcerned of the mystery, but under the influence of the mildew and butt of Kate, Miss Rachel Leavarian, she tells forkings for bashfullers, and a purge of card palmer, teapot tosspot, Madam Delta, during the pauses. Cook and dish drudge, which believes war thing that's, whilst be the churchyards of warts up the askers, the show must go on. The time, the present. With Futurist one-horse battle pictures and the pageant of past history worked up with animal variations and ever-claining mangrove mazes and beorb tractors by Mrs. Tud and Blunder, shadows by the film folk, masses by the good people, promptings by Elanio Vitale, long shots, up-closes, out-blacks, and stage toilettes by Hexenschuss, Coachmaker, Incubone, and Rock and Rag, creations tastefully designed by Madame Berta della Mode, dances arranged by Harley Quinn and Columbina Byler, chess jokes, jigs and jorns for the wake, lent from the properties of the late lament Mr. T.M. Finnegan, R.I.C., lip masks and hair wigs by Ouida Noike, limes and floods by Croker and Tall, copy pipe by Kappa Pedersen, Hoda Pine Pat with 24, vent holes by Morgan, Boston string bag from Hetero Ditheros and all ladies present, tree taken for grafted, rock rent, Phoenician blends and Sardinian doofpuss by Chauveur Rouchy and Von Bedaff. The oak mulberry ike with siltrish tumesh from Shopshawi, seedman chap. Crapstone bag from general orders mailed. The crack, that's cork, by a smoker from the gods. The interjection, Buckley, by the fireman from the pit. Accidental music providentially arranged by Larchard and Lacord. Melodiosities in perfusion by the score. To start with in the beginning, we need hurtly bemark a community prayer, everyone for himself, and to conclude with as an exodus, we think it well to add a chorale and canon, good for us all, for us all. Songs be tuned the acts by the Ambientians of Annapolis, Joan Mock Comic, male soprano, and Jan Suslevin, bass noble, respectively. O Mester Sogerman, if this is what ye do, then I'm not so pleased ye want that bottle of sauve qui pue, and of nunch de rasche verlasse mich nitch, till the summit scenes of Climbach's catastrophe, the bearded mountain, polymop beretruch, and the river romps to nursery, medikins in undiform, the whole tugamagog, including the portions understood to be admitted as the results of the respective titulars, neglecting to produce themselves to be wound up for an after-enactment by a magnificent transformation scene showing the radium wedding of night and morning and the dawn of peace, pure, perfect, and perpetual, waking the weary of the world. An argument follows. Chuffy was a nagel then, and his sword fleshed like king, full stop, sancti sancti, meekly loose, defendi new from prowlabouts, make a shine on the crust, amen. But the delvin stuff wasn't lugger, that lost learning, punked. He was puffing and sputting, tussing like anisine, whipping his eyes out and gnatching his teeth over the brevities from Exeter's and the outer Liu box of life. He held helchy chosen a clay blade and makes praise to his three of clubs. To part from these, my corset is into everlasting fear. Axe of feet, hoof and charities, athletes long foot, jowl up here. Amongst the number of evenings, but how pierceful in their suggestiveness, where of those first girly stirs with zitterings of flight released and twinglings of twitch bells and rondel after, with waverings that made shimmer shake rather natally all the dust-scented airs and shyled beaconings from shahind hymns backs. Sammy Colon, Mary Lamb, she was suffering all the diseasishness of the unheard of. Mary Louise and Shua Spinas. If I could no more salve his angles from the wilds of Willie Wolfie Wolf, if all the Irish sinews of her dip and dump help a bit from Father Hogan to the Matter Masons, could not that lug to catch her by the colour of her brightness. Not Rose, Sevilla, nor Citronelle, not Esmeralda, Pervicina, nor Indra, not Viola, even more, nor all of them, for them's over, but the montage stick in the mellow jar. I am twin to mime, all these things, up tightly in the front, down again on the loose, drim and drumming on her back, and a pop from her whistle. What is that? Oh, holy troopers, is it given you? A he stumbled, glee you geese, with such a fling did dine near see, be me own and come you, and if you what you might call for me, I will wish you may call for you. And they are met face a facing, they are set force to force, and no such Copenhagen Marengo was less so fated for a fall, since in glen a smole of smiling thrushes patch wide past O'Sheen a scowl. Attest these called brother, came the Evangelion, sabre accusant, from all St. Jones Wood to kill or maim him, and be dumb but ills arrested. Et would proffer to his delected one the his trifle from the grass. A space, who are you? The cat's mother, a time. What do you lack? The look of a queen. But what is that which is one going to prehend? Seeks buzzling his brains, the finder? The how to say to, it is what is, he must, who must, worden shall. A dark tongue's cunning, O Teoperil, Etiopolor, the poor lie. He asked it of the hooted fire shield, but was untergone into the matted heaven. He sounded from left, but that bore me mark ne message. He looked upon the blooming grund where ugly his corns were growing. At last he listed back to Beckline how she pranked along so jauntily, the scan for schooling, with naught a word from the wordless either. Item, he was hard set then. He went to go somewhere while he was waiting. Utum, he wished to grieve on the good persons, that is the four gentlemen, Otem, and it was not a long time till he was feeling true for him. He was good a purchase, and it was good short after he was fooling merchant to maint he was an Injun rubber. Etem, he was at his thinker's hands to give the four gentlemen the presents of a corpse, and this is what he would be willing. He fold the ford, they found the hurtle stones, they fell ill with the gravy dug, and he sawed down with the roust of the meast. Atom, to where belong our tales? Aho! This poor glug, it was so said of him about of his old front-mouther, truly deplorable, a dire, oh, dire, and all the fatefulness whom he inhabited after his colleen-born janitor, sometime terrible, with that hairy antlets on him and the bobolite bulging out of his sockets, whiling away she sprankled his all over with her noses of interrogation. How do you do that like a lock and pass the poker, please? And bids him tend her lute and airily, sing, sweetheart, thing to me and on, so that glug, the poor one, in that limbo pool, which was his subnescuousness, he could scarce of all notar, whether his murder had bowsed a blabber, or if his vogel stones had hit his tympan, was that merely his skull missed her, misty tromp or missed his flushing? Ah, holy, sightly, ah! Oh. The youngly delightsome frills and players are now shown drawn, if but one, or if in for a league, drawn up consciently, at the hinder sight of their commoner guardian. Her boyfriend, or theirs, if they are so plurialed, coming up as a trapdoor, thinking how he must fend for himself by gaze work with their colours wear, as they are all shown drawn up. Tiriton, catcheton, tiriton, bah! Doth that not satisfy youth, sir? Quanti pretty bellas, here, Madame Liffey. And what are you doing to charm them to, Madame Doucet? Cinderelli angled her slipper. It was Chochini yet brought her a groom. You will angst of them from their commoner guardian at next line-up. Who is really the rapier of the two? Though the other brother can hold his own, especially if he bandaged it with his hand the whole time. Mamain is simply gracious, mihola, and reloose that thong of his art. Hast thou feel like carbonacly ones? A pun which is his poor house precocity, theirs is a little titter-tit of hilarity. Lad o' me soul, see. And the word cherry is that voiced ring-soundingly by their toots ensembled, though not meaning to be clever, but just with a shrug of the hips to go to Troy, and half a freak at himself by all that story to the Ultramarines. Otherwise, holding their noises, they insinuate quite private. Nay, he make peace in his preaches and play with esteem. Werewolf, Ulf, taboo. So Ulfra's troop he took, the ruck made raid, as slick as legs would run, and he anchored on his hunkers with the belly-belly pressed, asking, what's my muffin stuff and it's just for these times? To wet, breath and bother, and what a curse. Then breath more bother, and more, what a curse. There's no breath nor bother, but war-war-rums, and shim-shall-lave-shum. As Rignolina to Mantagon, what she means she could not can, all she meaned was gold and silver, all she meaned was some night's ploughing yam. It's driving her daft like she's so dumb. If he's lonely talk instead of only gawk, as thought yat man had stuck hit stick, although his spokes, and if he would not woolly so, hee-hee. Speak, sweetie birdie, mitzi-mitzi, though I did eat tough turf, I'm not the bog-doxy. Have you moon-breamstone? No. Or Helferstein? No. Or Van Diemen's coral pearl? No. He has lost. Off to clutch, clug. For what? Shape your rears, clug. For wheel, ring we round, chuff. Farewell, chuff-chuffs, inners even, all rise with a whirl. Yet, at tears, who can her master be? She promised he'd eye her, to try her pretty, but now it's so longed and so fared and so fort. Jerry for jauntings, alibi, fled. The flossies all and mossies all they dropped upon her draped brimfall, the bow knots, the snow slots, they wilted into the wood blots. The pearlograph, The Pearlograph knew witchly whether to weep or laugh, for always down in Carolina's lovely diners vaunt their view. Poor Isa sits at looming, so gleaming in the gloaming. The tinsel's a touch tarnished, wind no lovely noise around her swans. Hey, lass, woe fear gleam she so glooming, the purry petite. I sold, her bowman's gone of a cool. Be good enough to simperize. If she's at anywhere, she's therefore to join him. If it's to nowhere, she's going to too. But if he'll go to be a son of Francis, she'll stay daughter of Clare. Bring Tansy, throw myrtles, true, roo, roo, roo. She's fading out like a journey's close, so you can't see her now. Still, we know how day the dyer's works, and dims and deeps and dusks and darks. And among the shade that Eve's now wearing, she'll never a new fancy tryst and throw. Mammy was, Mimmy is, Minoscaline's to be. In the deep's a dame, and the dame desires a demsel. But the demsel dresses Dolly, and the Dolly does as Dulcie Dumble, the same renew. For though she's unmarried, she'll have to truss up and help her husband now to hop, hip it and trip it and chirp and sing. Lord Chuffy Sky, Sherup and Clug's got to swing. So and so, toe by toe, to and fro they go round, for they are the ingels, scattering nods as girls who may, for they are in angel's garland. Catchmire stockings, liberty garters, shoddy shoes, quick out with silver, penny for caps and penny for frocks, and ring on her fum-thing finger. And they leap so looply-looply as they link to light, and they look so lovely, lovelit, noosed in nuptuous night, Whitsley glinting, Annie Doy, Glanzard, they rampin' a little, a lessel, a lissel, then romp ride round and round. Say them all, but tell them apart, Cadizando, Coloratura, or is Rubretta and Aris Arantia, Y is for Yilla and N for Greenery, and B is Blue Boy with Otolisk O, while W waters the flurrets of Novemberance. Though they're all but merely a schoolgirl, yet these way went they, at the view of the avenue dancing goes entrancing roundly, Miss Oodles of Annams before the Luvium does like, so and then again does like, so and Miss Endles of Eons after dies of Irae does like, and so and then again does like, so the many wiles of Windsor. The quothy bod, she slips her hand in the haricot bag. The lady-in-waiting sips her sup from the paraffin can. Mrs. Wildhair, quick doctor, helps her skelts up the causeway. The flashed instinct she herds of a tinkle of thunder. The merry McGreevy, she knits cat's cradles. This bountiful actress leashes a harrier under her tongue. And here's the girl who she's kneeled in cold fashion, and she's told her priest she's pot on his chap. And this last not least, this ricky missy woman, who she rides foot fortunes many times over in the nursery durst with her capital thumb buzz. All runaway sheep-bound black bow peep, trailing their teenies behind them. And these ways went they, and those ways went they, Winnie, Olive, and Beatrice, Nelly and Ida, Amy and Rue. Here they come back, all the gay pack, for they're all florals from Fancy and Pansy to Papavir's blush, forsake me now, while there's leaf, there's hope, with Primtim's ruse and Mary May blossom, all the flowers of the Ansel's garden. But vis a versing there out from those palms of perfection to anger arbour, tree-track monotone, scrousely out of scrout of ocean, virid with woad, with tournaments of complimentary rages, rocked a divlin from his punch-pull to his tummy's shanter, as he displayed all the outward signs of his visible disgrace. He was feeling so funny and floored for the cue, all over which girls as he don't know who's hue. If goose he's gracious would but fain smile him a smile, he would be fondling a praise he ate some mice bit of fluff. But no jest reveals the unconmot. They're all odds against him, the beasties. Scratch, start. He dove his head into Wat Murray, gave Stuart Ryle a puck on the plexus, wrestled a hurry communion with the gilly bag, wiped all his senses, martial and menial, out of Shrove Sunday, Macpherson, excremuncted as freely as any froth blower into MacIsaac, had a belting bout, chase to chase with McAdoo about nothing, and Charles, whose age being A, the shame of least, tell a tartan, Tastarine, Tootsome, Tarascon, Turton, Vestimentivorous, Clamduffigan, imbretulated himself for any time, untellable with what hung over to Mackinocky Middle from the Maxickeries of the Brex, home. All a wise mushmissies from Mungry Monsey, praying in his mind, son of Everlyn, within himself he swore, Macnoon Maggoty Mag, cross of a coppersmith bishop, he would split, he'd do big squeal like holy trichopat. Seek elsewhere from Yank Islanders the patriot's absolution, Mocknitsogenic. He'd take skiff, come first staggering day over wide tumbler, rough and dark, till when bow of the shower, show of the bower, with three shirts and a wind, pagoda permanent, crook of Valant, the Bruce, the Coriolano, and the Ignazio, from Priddles to the secular, but from the common to the nouter. Bye-bye, Brasolis, I'm breathing, our war deli grey, a connor's dream of lotus circles, be here, shulf, Sephanis, Gelshasso no more, missionary for the ministry, to all the shems of Aram, Shimok, Eon of Era, mums for Maxim, bands for books, and Dodson Dora for hedge-hung, shoal masters, and Uncle Sir Lancer, coach and diligence, disconnection of the succeeding, he whole hog himself for Carberry banishment care of Pankelmania, British America, to melt Mrs. Glory of the Bunkers Trust, recorporated Prunty, by metromancy and linguified Hershrigan, quit to hail a hurry larker, and catch the paname turricum and regain that absentee tarry easty, his chitta immediata by an alley and detour would fair card available jetrantry years. Right for Rovi the Roder, from the safe side of distance, Liberian nostalgia, beati Laurentio Tulli, ura pra nobis. Every monk his own cashel, for every little ligger is his own ligotto tenente, would incline jams in full purview to sprosinose, and the dare retain at his red dross. Fus finister fire scraper, he would with the greatest of ease, before of waiting midhook by dear home threshold on the raging canal for other sides of Jordan, heave a heavy waterboy, make one of hissens with a knock na crown, a chow collegians and fire of gyol journal, foul substitute mulmut, his farcid epistle to the Hebrews, from Chernilius, slum-time prepositus of Tumaria to the clutches in Anchuk Salvo, Ladix and joined Turamen, no more turden skulls, free leaves for every baddies, all tinsomen in the yard, with harmonics to fathers a leather, while primates not stopping from it rearing a writing and handy antings, nom de plume, good strap fenlands, and send yarg for merry Inklanders, and don't you look if his van shack is shwemmy, for he is the general, make no mistake, he is General Jinglesome.